passing your IELTS test once shouldn't just be something you daydream about, because when you devote your time to learning how this English exam works and practice with test questions, your fears and anxiety will disappear forever. With the right mindset and resources, you can achieve your desired band score in the IELTS exam, whether you need a band 7, band 8, or even a band 9. Join me at Adenike Babalola every Friday for the IELTS weekly specials, as we break down the 4 skills in the IELTS test through detailed explanations, easy to follow practice tests, and stories of other test takers I have trained since 2017. Together, we will dust IELTS and you can finally get that job in the UK, that admission in Australia, or become a permanent resident in Canada. Welcome to the IELTS Weekly Specials Episode 2, okay? And today we are going to focus on the multiple choice questions in the IELTS listening test, okay? So if you're listening for the first time, welcome on board. It's a pleasure to have you learn about the IELTS test with me. And if you listened to Episode 1 from last week, thank you so much as well. Okay, now let's go right into it. Multiple choice questions are quite complex for so many people, even though they are not necessarily supposed to be like that. I tell people often that this is one question type that's almost designed to be difficult, but it is not the case, okay? It's just about understanding the strategies that you need to answer the question, okay? So today I'm going to share 14 proven tips that will help you to choose your correct answers quickly. Okay, and we're going to complete some questions. We're going to attempt 6 questions from the Cambridge IELTS book 18. So if you have a copy of that book, please make sure you have it with you right now, because this is a podcast. You cannot see what I'm talking about right now, but I enjoin you to get your copy of the book if you have it. And if you don't, please just make sure you listen along. I'm going to read out the questions and I'm going to play out the audio as well. Okay, so I want to talk about, the 14 tips that you need. Because when it comes to multiple choice questions, if you miss one option, you might get discouraged and miss the next answer and miss the next answer. And somehow you just find that you are missing more than one, you're losing more than one mark. You don't want that to happen to you, okay? So I'm going to go ahead now to mention the 14 tips that you need to know as you take or as you attempt the IELTS practice. I know that you're preparing for the exam and it's possible that you have already been looking at different practice tests, and every time you get to the multiple choice questions, you just feel confused. You can hear all the options, but you are not able to always choose the correct answer. And sometimes it feels as if the time is not enough. Okay, and so you have to struggle to speed up and choose answers. Sometimes the answers are correct, sometimes they are not. But what I'm going to be sharing with you right now will help you to always get the answers right. Okay, so the first tip you need to know is read both the questions and the options before the audio starts playing. Okay, so normally the way it works in the IELTS listening test is you'll be given some time to read the questions before the speakers start talking, or whether it's one speaker, okay? They'll give you 20 to 30 seconds to read the questions. However, when it comes to multiple choice questions, I realize that they have increased that time to 45 seconds. Okay, so they reduce the time for other questions and they increase the time. When you have multiple choice questions, you would now have about 45 seconds to go over your answers. So what I encourage you to do within that time is to make sure that you read the question, scan through the question, and then scan through the option. For example, we are going to be answering 6 questions in this session. And what I want to say is, within the time that you have, it is important to scan both the questions and the options, because you give your mind an idea of what you're going to be doing or what you're going to be looking for when the speakers start talking. So it is not enough to read only the questions. If you read only the questions, you don't have the ability to predict the answers or the correct answer. But when you read both the question and the answer or the options, then you can expect, or you can predict what the answer will be when the speaker starts talking. Okay, so the second point is you need to transfer the review time from the previous question to multiple choice questions. Now, what this means is that, you know, after you complete part two or part one or part three, but normally in many cases, after you complete a part, they give you some time to go over the answers you wrote down for that part before you go to the next part. Now, when you realize that the questions that you're going to answer in the, you know, the next questions you answer are multiple choice questions, I encourage you not to use that previous time, that review time on past questions. Instead, carry that time over to the multiple choice question so that you can read all the questions and the answers together. Multiple choice questions are not the same as note completion questions where you only need to fit in one word or a number or something like that. For multiple choice, you need to read full sentences many times. And of course, you know, with note completion, you might need little time, but with multiple choice questions, you need more time to read through everything, okay? So that's the second point. The third point is you should expect that words and sentences will be paraphrased or replaced with synonyms. Generally, the IELTS is built on a foundation of paraphrasing and synonyms. You need to be rich in vocabulary. Your language skills need to be good as far as word choices are concerned. So this means that when you are attempting multiple choice questions, expect the speakers to say words that are slightly different from the words that you can see on paper. And it is deliberate. They expect that you should know these words. You should know words that have similar meanings or that can be used to say things differently. So what you will see on the book will not always be exactly what you will hear. Some things will be the same, some things will be changed, but it is up to you to make sure that you recognize what you are seeing when you are listening. So you are listening and you are reading and you are able to find the similarity between what is being said and what is on your paper. Okay, that's number three. Now, number four says you should identify focus words in the multiple choice question. Every multiple choice question has a particular thing that they want you to focus on. There is something you need to look at. There is a particular word or there are particular words that will help you to find your answer on time. So if you can identify those particular words, it means that you will easily recognize the correct option when the speaker or the speakers start talking. In the example we're going to do today, you will see, I'll point out those words to you and you'll be able to recognize how they helped you to find your answer. Because if you don't know the focus words, you might end up choosing a wrong answer. Okay, now the fifth point, point number five, is you should always summarize the options in your own words. Yes, when you read the questions and the options, take some time to paraphrase them to yourself. Okay, if you read something in a particular way, ask your mind, what is another way that this thing can be said? When you do something like that, what eventually happens is that because you have paraphrased that option to yourself, you have said it to your mind differently, when the speakers eventually start talking, you would find connections between what you paraphrased and what they said. Okay, so it's just a way for you to give your mind more clues, more insight to what your correct answer should be. Okay, now point number six, tip number six is recognize what the question needs you to do. Okay, so when you notice the focus word or words in the question, you should also pay attention to what is this question asking me to do. Is it to find out why something is happening or what happened or where something is or when? There are specific things that the question wants you to point out, and those are the things you should concentrate on. Once you can target those particular, you know, the particular task that the question asks for you, then you would find your answer on time. Okay? Now, tip number seven says, block out all distractions and focus on one question at a time. The biggest problem that many people have with multiple choice questions is that they think that they can just speed through and just get the answer just like that. It's not just about keywords. It's not just about you just hear it and you know it. No, you need to be able to concentrate fully. If you answer note completion questions with a level of distraction, when you get to multiple choice, you need to listen 100%. You cannot afford to be distracted. If you lose focus at any point, you have just lost a tiny amount of your ability to choose the correct answer. So I encourage people, take the questions one by one. As the speakers are talking, focus on them one by one. Whether it's a single speaker or two speakers, make sure that you give all your attention. If you are distracted, you are likely going to miss the answer, okay? Now, the tip number 8 is be attentive to words that indicate agreement, disagreement, emphasis, hesitation, denial, and change of mind or response. I'm going to talk about these things when we start practicing. But first of all, I want you to know that the speakers, for example, we are looking at multiple choice questions in part 3. But you should also know that you can have multiple choice questions in part 1, in part 2, in part 3, and even in part 4. When I took my last IELTS test, I had multiple choice questions in the 4 parts of the test. Okay, and I still had a band 9 in that listening test. What am I saying to you? You need to be prepared for the things that will help you to spot the answer. So if a single speaker is talking, then it is easy for you to note the things that will point out your answers to you. However, especially in part three, where you have two speakers talking, they would mention their names, of course. However, you need to know that there are some words that will help you to know, okay, both of them are agreeing on something, or they are disagreeing on something, or one person is saying something, the other person is not agreeing to it, or one person is, both of them are agreeing together or disagreeing together, or one person says something, the other person says the other thing. In short, you just need to be able to recognize the clues that the speakers themselves give you to point out the answers that you need, okay? I'm going to point this out to you in the practice test once we finish with the tips, okay? So tip number 9 says you should eliminate the options that the speakers disapprove of. I cherish my elimination method, and it is something I have been teaching people since 2017 when I started. When you are able to get rid of answers or options that you don't need, you will find the correct answer. You will choose the correct answer on time. And so this means that once the speaker gives you the hints while they are talking that a particular option is not the answer that you need, if you're doing your practice test, or if you're doing the exam on paper, you can easily use your pencil to cancel that option. So you know that that option is no longer needed. It means you are now left with 2 options. And if possible, if you eliminate another option again, it means that you have come to the final answer. But the point I'm trying to make is, always make it a part of you to get rid of options that are obviously not the answer. And you will know those options as you listen to the speakers while they are talking. Okay, now the tip number 10 says, expect to hear the wrong option first in some cases. Okay, and the truth is, many times the first thing you hear that looks like the option will not necessarily be the option. Many times the speakers say the wrong thing first, and that wrong thing can be a wrong option. So once you know that this is something that they do, you just use the elimination method to get rid of that option, okay? Because you know that it is possible for them to mention the wrong thing first, you can eliminate that option, and then you are now waiting. You now wait for what the eventual answer will be. So I want you to know that the fact that you heard something first does not mean that that first thing you heard is the answer. They can change their mind, or they can only use it to begin the sentence that will lead you to the correct answer. Okay, now tip 11 is that you should expect that almost all the options, you know, will be talked about when the speaker is talking. Many times The three options will be talked about when the speaker or speakers are talking. So if you have three options, it is likely that they would mention option B, then mention option A, and possibly mention option C. It is a common thing in the IELTS listening multiple choice question, okay? And somehow it is just prepared to test your ability to follow conversations and then draw out what each individual is saying. So it is up to you to ensure that you understand exactly what the question is asking of you before you now choose the correct answer. So sometimes they might say the wrong answer first, sometimes they might say the correct answer right away, okay? Now, the tip number 12 is focus on a specific speaker at a time when more than one speaker is talking. So for example, when you are doing part three, if the question asks you to focus on one person, if the question is about one person, make sure that even though you are listening to the two people, you are more interested in what that particular person is, you know, the person in the question, person mentioned in the question, is that person's speech you are listening to fetch your answer, okay? Because of course, two people are speaking, so it's going to be very easy to get confused as to who is going to say what. But if you know clearly that the question has told you to pay attention to one person, then make sure that even when you are listening to two people, you're also focusing strongly on one person to get your correct answer. Tip number 13, be confident in your answers. It is very easy to want to change your mind in the multiple choice questions because sometimes you pick one answer and then you begin to feel like maybe it's not this answer, maybe it's the next one. I want you to know that if you use all the tips I have talked about previously, you will have the confidence to choose the correct answers and then you'll move on. You won't be changing your options. I've seen people send me their completed tasks, some of my students, my paid students, and then I'll see that they cancelled A, they changed it to B, they cancelled C, they changed it to A, and all of that. You don't want to be changing your answers because you are confused or you are doubting yourself. I want you to make sure that you become so good at answering multiple choice questions that when you pick an option, you know that that is the correct answer. And then the next tip 14 says, use the title of the multiple choice questions as a guide to predict what your answers could be. Okay, so for example, today we are looking at talk on jobs in fashion design. Talk on jobs in fashion design. So it means that we're going to be focusing on a talk that was related to the jobs that are available in fashion design. Okay, so what this means is that the title, many times multiple choice questions will be given a title. Let that title guide you. Let it give you clues. Let it give you ideas about what you're going to be doing. You know, if you have a little knowledge of something, then it means that it can help you as you go about listening to the speaker or speakers and choosing your answer, okay? And then the bonus tip that I have, which you can regard tip 15, is make sure you practice different types of IELTS listening multiple choice questions. Now, normally we have the multiple choice question and then we have the short answer question. The difference is that for short answer questions, they would ask you to choose two options out of five options. You choose two answers out of five options. However, with the other type, which is more common, you have three options and you have to pick one. What I just want to say at this point is make sure you try different kinds of questions, whether it's in part one or part two or part three or part four. Just make sure that you attempt different kinds of questions because this will help you to pick the correct answer. You will become good at listening to speakers and spotting the correct answer very quickly because, of course, you know that the listening test is about your ability not just to listen and choose answers, but also to do it in a very fast and effective manner. Okay, so now we are going to move on to practice. I am going to play the audio for this question. Okay, so we are attempting the first test in the IELTS book 18 and we are looking at part 3. Okay, this is on page 13 in the Cambridge IELTS book 18. Whether you're using the general training book or the academic book, you're going to find this on the same page, okay? So you go to page 13. This is part 3, and we are looking at questions 21 to 26. The instruction says choose the correct letter A, B, or C, okay? And we have questions 21 to 26. So I'm going to play you the audio for this, and then, you know, after it is played, I would, before I play the audio, I'm going to read you the questions, because normally they expect you to read the questions before you eventually, you know, listen to the audio. So I'm going to read out the questions that we have from 21 to 26 before I now play you the audio recording, okay? And then we're going to answer them together, all right? So let's get to that part. So now I'm going to read you the questions from 21 to 26. I'll read the question and I will read the option as well, okay? So let's take the question for 21. What problem did Chantal have at the start of the talk? What problem did Chantal have at the start of the talk? Option A, her view of the speaker was blocked. Option B, she was unable to find an empty seat. Option C, the students next to her were talking. Okay, that is 21. That is question 21. Question 22. What were Hugo and Chantal surprised to hear about the job market? What were Hugo and Chantal surprised to hear about the job market? Option A, it has become very competitive than it used to be. Option B, there is more variety in it than they had realized. Option C, some areas of it are more exciting than others. That was question 22. Now let's go to 23. Hugo and Chantal agree that the speaker's message was dash. Option A. Let me take the question again. Hugo and Chantal agree that the speaker's message was option A, unfair to them at times. Option B, hard for them to follow. Option C, critical of the industry. Okay, that's question 23. Now let's read question 24. What do Hugo and Chantal criticize about their school careers advice? What do Hugo and Chantal criticize about their school careers advice? Option A, when they received the advice. Option B, how much advice was given. Option C, who gave the advice. Okay, now let's go to 25. When discussing their future, Hugo and Chantal disagree on. When discussing their future, Hugo and Chantal disagree on. Now, option A says, which is the best career in fashion? Option B, when to choose a career in fashion? Option C, why they would like a career in fashion? That's question 25. Now let's go to question 26. How does Hugo feel about being an unpaid assistant? How does Hugo feel about being an unpaid assistant? Option A, he is realistic about the practice. Option B, he feels the practice is dishonest. Option C, he thinks others want to change the practice. Okay, so those are the 6 questions that we are going to cover. Because we are doing this via the podcast, you find that I have read the questions to you, and then we are going to listen to the audio now so that you can pick the answers, okay?
Part 3. You will hear 2 students called Hugo and Chantal discussing a talk they have just attended at the start of their course in fashion design. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi, Chantal. What did you think of the talk then? Hi, Hugo. I thought it was good once I'd moved seats.
Oh, were the people beside you chatting or something?
It wasn't that. I went early so that I'd get a seat and not have to stand. But then this guy sat right in front of me, and he was so tall.
It's hard to see through people's heads, isn't it?
Impossible. Anyway, to answer your question, I thought it was really interesting, especially what the speaker said about the job market.
Me too. I mean, we know we're going into a really competitive field, so it's obvious that we may struggle to get work.
That's right. And we know we can't all have that dream job.
Yeah, but it looks like there's a whole range of areas of work that we hadn't even thought of. Like fashion journalism, for instance.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting so many career options.
Overall, she had quite a strong message, didn't she?
She did. She kept saying things like, I know you all think this, but... And then she'd tell us how it really is.
Perhaps she thinks students are a bit narrow-minded about the industry.
It was a bit harsh, though. We know it's a tough industry.
Yeah, and we're only first years after all. We've got a lot to learn.
Exactly. Do you think our secondary school education should have been more career-focused?
Well, we had numerous talks on careers, which was good, but none of them were very inspiring. They could have asked more people like today's speaker to talk to us.
I agree. We were told about lots of different careers, just when we needed to be, but not by the experts who really know stuff.
So, did today's talk influence your thoughts on what career you'd like to take up in the future?
Well, I promised myself that I'd go through this course and keep an open mind till the end.
But I think it's better to pick an area of the industry now and then aim to get better and better at it.
Well, I think we'll just have to differ on that issue.
One thing's for certain, though. From what she said, we'll be unpaid assistants in the industry for quite a long time. I'm prepared for that. Aren't you?
Actually, I'm not going to accept that view.
Really? But she knows it's the case, and everyone else says the same.
That doesn't mean it has to be true for me.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30.
So what I will do is, because you have read the questions, I'm going to allow the audio for each part for each question to play one by one, so that I would pick the answer, we will pick the answer, and then I would explain why that is the correct answer. Okay, so I would play the part for 21, and then I would stop it and we talk about the answer, and then we go on like that till we get to 26. Okay, so let's proceed with that.
Listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi, Chantal. What did you think of the talk then?
Hi, Hugo. I thought it was good once I'd moved seats.
Oh, were the people beside you chatting or something?
It wasn't that. I went early so that I'd get a seat and not have to stand. But then this guy sat right in front of me and he was so tall.
It's hard to see through people's heads, isn't it?
Impossible.
Okay, so were you able to get that? Now, the guy asked what she thought about the talk, and then she explained the situation. Now, he asked what the guy said. What Hugo said was, were the people beside you talking? Okay, but then she said, she went early so she could get a seat. However, the person who sat in front of her was quite tall, okay, which means that a view, option A is the answer here, because she says a view of the speaker was blocked. She could not see the speaker because there was somebody tall. The guy that sat right in front of her was so tall. And then, Hugo now also said that, yeah, it's impossible to say, you can't see through people. And then she said, yeah, it's impossible, okay? So in this case, what you have is, because the person who sat in front of her was tall, there is no way she could have seen the speaker, okay? So the problem that she had at the beginning of the talk was the fact that the person, she could not see the speaker. Somebody who sat in front of her prevented her from seeing the speaker, okay? So that is the answer for number 21. I hope you got it, okay? You can always replay this part of the podcast so that you would get it, okay? Just in case you missed something, all right? Now, let's go on to listen to the part for number 22.
Anyway, to answer your question, I thought it was really interesting, especially what the speaker said about the job market.
Me too. I mean, we know we're going into a really competitive field, so it's obvious that we may struggle to get work.
That's right. And we know we can't all have that dream job.
Yeah, but it looks like there's a whole range of areas of work that we hadn't even thought of. Like fashion journalism, for instance.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting so many career options.
Okay, so from this one, from what they have said right now, you see that both of them talked about what they were not expecting, what they were surprised about. Now, they knew that the job market is, you know, is competitive. That's what they said. Okay, they said, yes, we know that, you know, it's a really competitive field. Okay, so, you know, they're going to struggle to get work, but they did not expect that they will have a whole range of work. And then they talked about journalism, fashion journalism, for example. Okay, so even though they initially said something that looks like option A, that was not the answer. The answer to this 22 is more variety, option B. There is more variety in it than they had realized. Okay, there is more variety. And the words that show you that variety is the answer are the use of the range. They talked about the whole range. Chantal said she wasn't expecting so many career options. So you see that it points out the fact that this is what they both were not expecting. It has more variety than they had realized, okay? Now let's go on to number 23, okay?
Overall, she had quite a strong message, didn't she?
She did. She kept saying things like, I know you all think this, but... And then she'd tell us how it really is.
Perhaps she thinks students are a bit narrow-minded about the industry.
It was a bit harsh, though. We know it's a tough industry.
Yeah. And we're only first years, after all. We've got a lot to learn.
Exactly.
Okay. So, for number 23, the question said, Hugo and Chantal agree that the speaker's message was dash. Okay, so now even though they said, yeah, it looks like she was just saying things as if she was telling them how the industry really is. Okay, what the particular word they used was, it was a bit harsh. Okay, it was a bit harsh. And the option that looks like that, yeah, is option A, unfair to them at times. Okay, yes, it looks as if she was telling them the reality of the industry. That looks like option C, which is critical of the industry, but it is not. Okay, it just because the industry was mentioned doesn't mean your answer is option C. When they use the word, it was a bit harsh, you know that the answer, the word like that looks like harsh is unfair. And so the answer for number 23 is unfair to them at times. Okay, so that's the answer for number 23. Now let's go on to number 24. Okay,
you think our secondary school education should have been more career focused?
Well, we had numerous talks on careers, which was good, but none of them were very inspiring. They could have asked more people like today's speaker to talk to us.
I agree. We were told about lots of different careers, just when we needed to be, but not by the experts who really know stuff.
Okay, now number 24 asks you what the both of them criticize about their school careers advice. And from what we see, they mentioned, okay, what do you think about our secondary school education? Now, the guy says they were given as many as possible. Okay, he says we had numerous talks. So once you hear that they had numerous talks, you know that you eliminate option B, because option B says how much advice was given. It was not a question of the quantity of the advice, because they had a lot. But he said that they did not have advice that were inspiring. They could have asked people like today's speaker. So it was a question of who gave the advice. They criticized who gave the advice. The lady now said, I agree. And something I want you to pay attention to is, in previous responses, you would have been listening to things like, me too, yeah, all of these things are expressions, exactly. Those are the expressions that show you what the other person thinks when they are agreeing and all of that, okay? So, you see that so far we are focused on both of them. No, number 21 focused on Chantal, number 22 focused on both of them, number 23 focused on both of them, 24 has also focused on both of them. Now let's go on to number 25, okay?
So, did today's talk influence your thoughts on the career you'd like to take up in the future?
Well, I promised myself that I'd go through this course and keep an open mind till the end.
But I think it's better to pick an area of the industry now and then aim to get better and better at it.
Well, I think we'll just have to differ on that issue.
One.
Okay. Now, you see that from what both of them said, we are looking at what did they disagree on. Now, the guy was saying something about, okay, you know, he asked, what are your thoughts about, you know, the career you're going to take and all of that. And she said she wants to keep an open mind. Okay, she wants to keep an open mind till the end. But the guy said, I think it's better to choose a course now. Okay, it's better to choose an area now and then you get better at it. What they are talking about is the timing. When should you choose a career? She says she wants to wait till the end. He says choose one now and get better at it. And then what she says is, I think it will just have to differ. That word differ is the same thing as disagree. It means that one person is going in one direction, the other person sees the issue from another direction. So you know that the option for this answer, or the answer for this question, is option B. When to choose a career. He is talking about now. She is talking about waiting till the end. Okay? I hope you got this answer for number 25. Now let us do the final option, number 26. How does Hugo feel about being an unpaid assistant? Okay, let's listen.
Things for certain though. From what she said, we'll be unpaid assistants in the industry for quite a long time. I'm prepared for that. Aren't you?
Actually, I'm not going to accept that view.
Really? But she knows it's the case, and everyone else says the same.
That doesn't mean it has to be true for me.
Okay, well, I hope you're right.
Okay, so now the question in 26 focuses on Hugo. Remember that question 21 focused on Chantal. Now question 26 is going to focus on Hugo. He's focusing on Hugo. How does he feel? Now he told us that, yeah, they've told them that they're going to be unpaid assistant. And he said, I'm prepared for that. Okay, when he says I'm prepared for that, you obviously know that the option, the correct answer, yeah, he is realistic about the practice. He knows what is coming and he's facing it. That's what the answer is. Your answer for number 26 is A. Okay, but then she does not agree with him. Chantal does not agree with him because she says, I'm not going to accept that view. And you know, and then he tries to tell her that everybody knows it's like that. The woman said that's what it says. Everybody knows. And so at that point where he says everybody knows it's like that, it disqualifies option C. Because that option C says he thinks others want to change the practice. Nobody wants to change it. Everybody knows it is like that. And the woman also said that is the case. Okay, so all we see about Hugo is he is comfortable with it. He's realistic. He says, I'm prepared for that. But then Chantal says, that doesn't mean it has to be true for me. But we're not even interested in what Chantal feels. The question asks us to focus on Hugo. So you know that your answer for number 26 is option A. This is how you answer multiple choice questions. It is this simple. It is this simple. Even though we had to break them one by one, you see that I played you the full recording initially so that you can listen to all of it. You know, you have access to the full recording before I now break it down one by one. What I want you to know is that it is very easy for you to find your answers in the multiple choice questions. It is just a question of understanding what each question requires of you. Now, in the case of number 21, what you focused on, or what we focused on, was what problem did Chantal have at the start of the talk. So another word for problem was, what did not go right? What was the concern? What was wrong at the beginning of the talk? Okay, and you see that she explained that the person who sat in front of her was tall. Now, even though the correct answer that we picked was option A, her view of the speaker was blocked, it did not say the person in front of her was tall. You see that the option itself did not say exactly what she said. But from what we understand, from what we said, she said, we know that the answer is, you know, she could not see the speaker, her view was blocked. Okay, so I want you to remember that paraphrasing will always help you. Your ability to listen to what is being said and still understand that it is the same thing on your paper, that will help you a great deal. Okay, now, of course, remember what I said about, you know, eliminating options. The guy was the one who asked that, you know, were the people around you chatting, beside you chatting? Now, that looks like option C, the students next to her were talking. But you see that what I told you about, don't be quick to choose the wrong answer. The first thing you hear could be the wrong answer. That was the first thing he gave us. So if we were jumpy, we would have just chosen option C. But it was not about what Hugo said. It was about what Chantal, okay, said. So this is something I want you to pay attention to. You should always focus on what the question is asking you to look out for. And then apart from that, when you look at the options, look for ways to make sure that you are merging what you are listening to with what you are seeing on your paper, okay? This way you are able to save time and then choose the correct answers. It's all about understanding the questions and paraphrasing the options. If you are able to do this well, you would not have any problems with the multiple choice questions in the IELTS listening test, okay? Another thing I want to point out is the point about those words that they use to show you agreement when they are agreeing, when they are disagreeing, okay? So you find that phrases or expressions like me too is used to show agreement, right? So you know that what one person thinks is what the second person thinks as well, okay? Another thing that you have is yeah, that shows you that they are on the same page, and they often use things like yeah repeatedly. You'll see things like exactly or I agree. Okay, these expressions are deliberate. They help you to know when the two speakers are on the same page. But in a case where they are going to disagree, you will find that they will use a word that will lead you against what is being said, just as we add in question 25 and 26. Okay, you see that in 25, Hugo and Chantal did not agree on when to choose a career. Hugo said, I think it is better to pick an area of the industry, and he started with but I think. So the lady had said she's going to go through the course till the end, but the guy started with but I think. But is a conjunction that shows you contradiction or you're something that is different. Okay, and that is what was used in this case. It used it to show us that it thinks it is better to choose an area in the industry now. That word now shows you is an indication for time. Now is an indication, it's an adverb for now, for time. And the option B was what talked about when to choose a career. When refers to timing. Okay, so remember that there will always be words that would lead you to the answers. The words are always sprinkled throughout both the questions and the options. Just make sure that you are seeing them clearly and you are able to identify them. Okay, so I've tried to cover everything that I talked about in the tips. Okay, you know that I shared 14 tips. So if you need to go over them again, please just go back to the initial part of this podcast. If you need to write them down, you can write them down, and you know it will help you as you prepare for your exam. Okay, so that is it for this part of the podcast. That is the meat of this episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. One thing that has always helped me is you know, with the paid learners that I have, I try to have one-on-one sessions with them. And one of my students told me, I think yesterday, that, you know, after we had a session sometime last week or 2 weeks ago, that his performance with the multiple choice questions has improved. And that gave me a lot of joy because it means that, you know, he understands it better. And that is why I decided to, you know, have this part of my podcast dedicated to the IELTS test preparation, just to ensure that people who are training with me and people who don't even know about me can come across these things that I know, and it will help them to pass their test once and for all. Okay, so questions like the IELTS listening multiple choice questions should not be the reason why you are not getting the result that you need. I want you to be able to look at multiple choice questions and feel confident. Don't come to them with fear. Don't come to them with anxiety. Don't come to them panicky. Look at the questions and tell yourself, all I need to do is read the questions, understand what I'm supposed to do, read through the options, prepare myself to expect synonyms and paraphrase, and then I will find the answer. Okay, so that is it for today. Now I just want to remind you of a couple of things. Okay, so if you want to read this podcast as a blog post, this episode as a blog post, I have a Medium blog where I am writing. Okay, so you can actually read what I have taught you in this episode. You can see it in a blog post format. So if you check the show notes below, you will find the link to my Medium blog where you can read a blog post that is exactly related to what I have just discussed. You would see the 14 tips in that Medium blog post, okay? So please check the show notes as well. Then I have also created a survey. I want you to fill a form so that you can tell me what you are focusing on in the coming year. What aspects of the IELTS test do you feel that you need more clarity on? What things do you think you want me to clarify for you as you prepare? Please check the show notes for that form. It's a Google form and you just need to answer 3 to 4 questions in about 2 minutes, okay? It's important to me. Almost 20 people have filled it as at the time of recording this episode, and I would really appreciate if you could do that as well so that I can create more episodes that are relevant to you, okay? If you also need to learn more on my YouTube channel, you will find the link to my YouTube channel in the show notes below. My name on YouTube is Adenike Babalola. So you can also watch a video related to this particular type of question in the IELTS listening test, okay? If you'd like to always receive updates about a new podcast episode, I encourage you to join my weekly newsletter. You will find the link to join my weekly newsletter so that you can receive emails about the new podcast episodes and any other thing that I will be sharing with my IELTS community. And finally, which is the best of all, from January 2nd to February 5, I am going to run a 24-day speed IELTS practice. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to practice one question. We're going to attempt one question a day. However, this is not going to be live, okay? You're going to come to the podcast show. You're going to listen to the practice test. We're going to practice one aspect of the test together. We're going to do for 24, a total of 24 practice tests. It would include, you know, 4 listening tests, 4 speaking tests, 4 reading tests for academic, 4 reading tests for general training, 4 writing tests for academic, and 4 writing tests for general training. All of this will be done between January 2nd and February 5. So if this is something that is important to you, please make sure that you join the email list so that you can always receive updates about this. I'm starting this in a couple of days, and of course you are going to receive the episode as the, you know, the practice is being done. It is not live, but you will have access to it on this podcast show. Okay, so I'll send you more information as time goes on. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you have learned so much. Don't forget that, of course, we're going to have more sessions to practice together. And if you have any questions, you can always send them to me via email. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in another one. Stay well. What did you learn from today's episode? What is that new thing you're taking away from this session? Remember that getting your dream IELTS result boils down to how you prepare and what resources you prepare with. If you would like to join my online IELTS training program, where you watch me explain each skill in detail and practice each question type under the four skills in the IELTS test, click the link in the show notes below. And if you enjoyed listening to this episode, please rate and review this podcast show and share this episode with somebody you know who is also preparing for the IELTS test. Let us meet again next Friday for another chance to dust the IELTS test and achieve your study, work, or immigration goals. I am Adenike Babalola, and you just listened to IELTS Weekly Specials on Mother Isn't Mother. Bye!